Well, hello everybody. We're doing great over here in Ceballos. This is week six, the beginning of week six. It was actually a really wonderful week last week. We were able to do a lot of really awesome things. I'm like eating cereal right now because we're getting ready to get out of here. So I just want to make a quick recording for you guys. So last Monday we went to I sent you a couple pictures, but we went to like this nun, like the, what's it called, a covenant or something, or I don't know what it's called, but a convento, I don't know how you say that in English, but basically this is where like the nuns go to like learn to become nuns, and they had one here in Varela, and it was like super sweet, super nice. But I'll send you like more pictures today because last week our Ceiba didn't really work very well. But let's see. Tuesday was a great day. Tuesday was a good day. We had an intercambio, and I went with other. I was with other Macias, which was really fun. He's a new missionary in the mission, and so, like, since we're the zone leaders, we have to do intercambios with them, too, and it was really fun. Like, we were able to find a couple people. We, like, walked out of our bench and found this dude that had, like, this taxidermy, like, deer in front of his house, but it was, like, the worst job I've ever seen in my life. It literally looked like they, like, made a sock out of it and then put it in his house. It was pretty sweet. But yeah, it was pretty sweet. We also passed by. So pray for the Padisha family. Padisha. P-A-D. What is it? P-A-D-I-L-L-A. Padisha. They're super awesome. Their kids are probably going to get baptized this next Sunday. So we're going to work hard with them this week so that they can end up getting baptized because they're super studs. And Enrique and Eileen, like, they're still having a hard time with smoking. And it's just kind of tough for them. But I think they just need to, like, understand things a little bit more. And it'll be better. But they're super awesome, though. I love them. Then, let's see what else. Then, we're also working with, let's see, Tuesday. I feel like there's something. Wednesday. I'm trying to see, like, on our plans. Enrique, we passed by Enrique and Eileen. That was good. We were able to talk with them a little bit more. Like I said, like, the problem is just they need to stop smoking. And, like, Eileen, she just needs to just be, like, more tranquila. And they need to find a new job. Like, pray that they find a new job because their job's kind of sucks right now. That's like why they haven't been coming to church, because it's like hard for them to like work all night long and then go to church right after, because they work at like a club, and so it just kind of sucks. Just not a good situation. So pray that they can find something else to do, that Enrique can find a good job. Then Thursday, passed by Roque. That was a guy that has like the deer head. Also, I'm trying to think. I feel like we had a cool experience this week, but I can't remember. Oh, yeah. So, Familia Padilla. I think I might have told you this last time, but the daughter, like, got sick. And, like, we gave her a blessing. And it was really cool. Because, like, she had, like, some kind of, like, chicken pox thing. But, and then, like, we gave her a blessing. And then the next time I passed over, they were like, yeah, I don't have any problems anymore. Like, the doctor said that it's gone now. It's like, I'm good. It was a super cool experience, like, that. Like, the priesthood is real, and it works. So that was a really cool experience. Then, I'm trying to think. The problem is, like, the week's just kind of, like, all mixed together now. I can never remember, like, which week is which. But I'm just kind of trying to think of if there's, like, any cool things that happened. We found this guy, so the husband of one of the hermanas in the ward. He's not a member, but he's, like, the nicest dude ever. And, like, usually what happens is, like, the missionaries invite him to do stuff, but he just never does it. But, like, when our lunch, we were able to, like, invite him to read the Book of Mormon, and he said he was going to do it. Usually he just, like, is just like, no, I don't care about this stuff. So it was good, like, maybe we'll get him progressing, and that'll be really cool, like, complete that family, because, like, the Hermana is super awesome. She's super stud. And so, like, if the husband can get baptized, that would be super, super sweet. But, let's see. We had a challenge this week of getting 9 investigators in the sacrament meeting. We, like, made that, like, challenge for the week. And, like, I don't think anybody, like, was able to get 11 people, but it was cool because, like, I think it helped us have, like, a little bit more faith in the zone. So we're just going to keep going with the goals that we have and get them to start, like, keep reaching, like, the higher goals and see how they can do that. Sorry, I'm kind of distracted right now because I'm trying to finish my cereal, but now I'm good. But no, like, it was a really good week. Let's see. We also let's see, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wednesday, what happened on Wednesday? Oh, man, so one of the things we did this week was we were walking, and there's, like, this drunk guy that we found on the street. He's, like, super drunk, and he only has one leg. And one day we were walking down the street, and he's like, hey, come over here. Come over here. Of all respect, like, I respect you guys. Just come over here, and I'm not going to do anything to you guys. I just want to talk to you guys. And we're just like, oh, great. Here we go. He's going to rob us. So let's go over there and talk to him. And so we go over there and talk to the guy. He just goes on to talk about, like, his life and how his wife left him, how he's had, like, a bunch of problems. And it was just, like, the poor guy just has had, like, a crappy life. And it's, like, we give him the Book of Mormon. We're like, hey, read this book and stop drinking, and it'll help your life. You'll be able to, like, change where you're at. He's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to drink any more alcohol. And we're like, yeah, okay, don't do that. So we leave. And then the next, like, a couple days later, we come past his house, and he's like, hey, Andres, what's up, man? And we, like, go over, and we start talking to him, and he's like, hey, I really need help. He's like, my house is, like, really dirty, and, like, I got a bunch of this, like, a bunch of tin laying around, and I need you guys to come help me bring it outside so that, like, people can get rid of it. He's like, a clean house means a clean soul. And he's like, I need my soul to be clean, so let's clean up my house. We're like, okay, sweet. So we go over, and we just, like, spend like 30 minutes just helping this guy get all this like all these like tin like shingles, like, you know, that we put on the chicken coops in Colorado, like all those. That's like what they build houses out of, is like they put like a bunch of bricks down and like concrete, and then they put like those like choppa is what they call it. I don't know what they're called, like shingles, I guess, like tin shingles or tin whatever. We like put that on their house. Well, if you just leave it out, it gets super rusty and crappy. It's like when we get in there, there's just a bunch of super rusty pieces of crap metal. So then we go and we have to take it all out and set it out on the curb. And it was funny because like everybody walking past is like, what are these guys doing? They're like all dressed up nice, and they're helping this guy with one leg that's super drunk get all this metal out of his house. And it was super funny because like afterwards he's like, you guys are the best. Like, you're going to be blessed for what you did. He's like, God will always give you like blessings for helping people out. And we're like, yeah. We're like, yeah, we know. But then we were like, so tomorrow you have to come to church, because this is Saturday. We're like, tomorrow you have to come to church because we're going to have like a special sacrament meeting and we want you guys to be there. And he's like, oh, all right, I'll try my best to get there. We're like, sweet. And we're like, but you can't drink any more alcohol from now on. And yeah, then he didn't come to church. So I think he just kind of used us to clean his house up. But oh well, we did service for him. He's a good guy. We're going to try to pass by him again and get him to stop drinking for real. Because he seems like he could be a really good dude, but he's just super drunk all the time. So we'll see what we can do for him. But let's see, what else happened? Let's see, we also went past, like, basically this Saturday we passed by like all of our investigators to try to get them all to church on Sunday. And on Sunday we ended up getting 5 people there. We got 3 from the Familia Padilla and 2 other kids that we met in the week that were super cool. So we didn't reach our goal, but we were working really hard and trying to get them there. And just made me sad because Enrique and Eileen, like, they really wanted to go to church, but they're just super tired all the time from their work, and so it's like super hard. So we're gonna try to work more with them so that they can really help us. They can keep progressing, you know. But yeah, and this week we were like going out and working with some more members, which was fun. I really like going and doing visits with the members, because like I like being able to talk to them about like their lives and just stuff that's going on. And I don't know, it's just fun. But yeah, we also passed by this Less Active family that, like, the Less Active family is going to a different ward that they like weren't supposed to be going to. So then the stake president took away their temple recommend and said, you're not gonna have your temple recommend until you guys go to the church that you're supposed to. So then they got like super mad, and so then they went over and like they're like, we're not going to church anymore. But then we go over to their house and we visited them a couple times, and they ended up coming on Sunday. So that was super awesome. I was happy because like sometimes what happens is like at first it starts with like them just being mad, then they just like start doubting their testimony, and then they just like, that's how they go inactive and stop going to church. And it would have been super sad because like this family is super awesome family, like super great family. And so we were excited that now they're good. But yeah, I mean, it was like a really good week. I just had been kind of like bummed out this week just because like none of our investigators were really like making the big changes in their life that they need to be making. And like we're inviting them all the time, like we have a ton of lessons every day, and we're helping them out, leaving them commitments and stuff. And it just like stinks to see them like not use their agency the way that like they should be. So that was kind of tough for me this week. But at the end of the week, it was just a really good, it was just a good week. Like, we were able to do a lot of good things, and yeah, I'm just more excited right now to keep on going. But yeah, sorry that the recording was probably like not very detailed and stuff, but I just hope you guys know that I'm doing great out here. Like, we're hoping on getting some baptisms this next Sunday. So just pray that that works out well and that we're able to end the transfer with a baptism. That would be really awesome. But I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week. But here, I'm going to share a scripture with you guys that I was reading this morning. That's in 2 Nephi 2. I love 2 Nephi 2 because it explains a lot of really awesome, cool, important things. But I love verses 6, 7, and 8. So here it is. Por tanto, la redención viene en el Santo Mesías por medio de él, porque él es lleno de gracia y de verdad. Y aquí, él se ofrece a sí mismo en sacrificio por el pecado, para satisfacer las demandas de la ley, por todos los de corazón quebrantado y de espíritu contrito. Y por nadie más se pueden satisfacer las demandas de la ley. Por tanto, cuán grande es la importancia de dar a conocer esas cosas a los habitantes de la tierra, para que sepan que ninguna carne pueda morar en la presencia de Dios, sino por medio de los méritos y misericordia y gracia del Santo Mesías, quien da su vida según la carne y la vuelve a tomar por el poder del Espíritu Santo, para efectuar la resurrección de los muertos, siendo el primero que ha de resucitar. And I love this scripture because really, it's so true. I really like verse 8 because, like, that's obviously what we're doing here in the mission. But it's so important that people understand that the only way that they're able to receive salvation is through Jesus Christ, and by following the steps of the gospel, by having faith, repenting of your sins, being baptized by the proper authority, by immersion, and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost that helps us in our lives to be able to endure to the end and reach the end goal of eternal life. But I love that the Lord gives us so many chances to improve, to do our best with what we've done, and then keep doing even better. That's something I've learned a lot on the mission, is like the days that like aren't the days that are the best. You just wake up the next morning and you say it's going to be a better day, and you try your best to do everything that the Lord wants you to do. And I really enjoy that. But I know this church is true. I know that if we can really live the gospel and do the things that the Lord wants us to do, we will be able to receive the gift that's the best gift we can ever even imagine. That's eternal life, the ability that we have to live with our family for eternity, that we'll never have to say goodbye. And that's what gives me hope. That's what helps me teach people down here and be able to help them understand the importance of the eternal life and how they can receive it. But I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week. I'll be talking to you later today. But yeah, I love you guys tons. And yeah, cuídate.